We often find when we have a conversation with a business owner that they are normally underwhelmed by their website. Not always, but sometimes they are. And generally the reason they are is because their website isn't bringing them in the leads, the candidates, the everything else that they want, you know, maybe talent as well. And that's the subject of today's podcast. It's about making your website a lead generation machine.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
So, hi there, this is Denise from Supervast Recruitment with another podcast. And last time we were talking about LinkedIn as being one of the main platforms that people will find you as a recruiter. And this time we're talking about probably the main platform, which of course is your website, where your candidates and clients are going to land and potentially make a decision about working with you. Now, as always, you may be on iTunes listening to this. If you're not, you may be on the Supervast Recruitment website, whichever, but you can find this podcast on the superfastrecruitment.co.uk website, and there you will be able to see a transcription. So if you're one of these people that prefers to read, you can obviously read the content, and there's lots of other things you can go and check out and have a look at. We blog every week and we put podcasts up there, so lots of great content. And you know, sign up for one of our webinars or one of our free reports, and you'll start to get even more content that is really specific and gives you some step-by-step things to do. So let's get into it and let's talk about your website and your shop window and how important that is. So your website, is it doing what you want it to do? Is it bringing in leads? Is it representing you and your brand and the value that you add to your market? Because the truth is, it is the equivalent of your shop window. And we've talked about before, you know, obviously LinkedIn, there's two main places people find you that's online. It's going to be for a recruiter, it's going to be LinkedIn and also your website. But, you know, still, even though there has been a lot of people have updated their websites now, you still find a lot of outdated recruitment websites. You find a lot in most markets, actually, but, you know, for recruitment, it's really important. Outdated websites, hard to navigate, and don't really communicate you and your brand and, you know, what you can add to your candidates and obviously to your clients and people that also might want to come and work for you as a recruiter and use and have recruitment as their career path. Because one of the things to remember as well, and I'm sure I've talked about this many, many times, is that, you know, just over a year or so ago, Google changed its algorithm yet again, and obviously it is prioritizing mobile friendly, responsive, this is the jargon term, word for websites. And if you do not have a responsive website, the chances are that A, you're going to be challenged with regards to candidates and clients finding you and looking at your content. And B, you're probably going to get pushed down the search rankings as well because of the way that Google prioritizes websites that are responsive. And of course, you know, remember, you know, is a candidate likely to be looking at your website with a view to what jobs you've got when they are at work on their PC in a working environment? Highly unlikely. However, they are probably going to be looking at you on their smartphone on the way home from work, or if they're on the train or on the tube or whatever, and they're on their, you know, their mobile phone, or they're on the smartphone, obviously, or their iPad. Yes, they're going to be looking at you then. So you need to make sure that your content is easily visible and your job board is easily visible so they can see what's going on there. Now, here's something that we have a lot of debate with people, and I think it's great to have a really, really good looking website, you know, strong brand. Yeah, that's all well and good. But remember, the goal of your website is to capture leads and compel your visitors to get in touch. And the marketing word for this is called direct response. That is what you want your website to do for you. It's a marketing machine. And basically, this refers to the actions that you want your visitors to take. You know, so few recruitment websites make this the main function. So here are a few questions for you to consider when you're analysing, you know, is your website geared up to generating leads? So the first thing is, you know, do you have a call to action on every page? Now, call to action, I gave a call to action on this podcast right at the beginning. I said, you know, if you haven't, you know, been onto the Superfast Recruitment website, head over there and, you know, sign up for one of our webinars, sign up for one of our free reports. I'm asking you to start to engage with us at a different level. So, you know, are you doing that at the end of your blog post? You know, if you would like to find out about how we could help you in developing your career as an IT program or whatever, I'm just making this up now at the moment, you know, please get in touch and, you know, email Amy at whatever, or, you know, phone this direct number and let's have a conversation. You know, is that on all the pages on your website? Are you giving people a call to action? Now, something else. If you go onto our website, you will see that there are lots of ways that you can engage with us and interact with us. You can sign up for a webinar. You can also download a free report. You know, we are giving something of value away for free, and we are doing it, and you are going to give us your email address. And obviously what we will do then is you're going to be opening our emails, and we're going to give you lots of content. And then hopefully when you want some marketing advice, or you want to, you know, learn more about marketing and really take your marketing to another level, then maybe we'll have a conversation together and we'll start, you know, working together, and you'll come onto one of our dominated sector programs or something like that. That's the premise that we come from, which is exactly the same premise that you want to come from as well. Now, when you give something away for free, what happens is this connection starts, and it's known as a reciprocity. So if I am, you know, in a bar and I buy Amanda a drink, then it's probably going to be likely that Amanda then is going to want to buy me a drink, because it's like how we are wired as human beings. So by giving something away for free, you are likely to start to have a different relationship with people. Now, this I always find fascinating is, where is your phone number on the website? Is it in a tiny little place right down at the bottom, or is it at the top? Because your website should be something called above the fold. And what the fold, your website phone number should be above the fold. And what we mean by that is, basically, you don't want to have people scrolling down. You should have your telephone number plastered all over your website, because that's what you want people to do, particularly in the header bar and on every single page. And, you know, at the end of all of your blog posts as well, you know, make sure that you do that. The other thing is, when people land on your website, is your value proposition really, really clear? For instance, do they know that you are a recruitment company? Now, that may sound weird, but, you know, we all have different names for our companies. Do they know that you work in a specific sector? Do they know the type of jobs that you provide? Do they know sort of, you know, whether it's senior managers or whatever, you know, is that highlighted? So because people are making those very, very quick decisions, and you need to make sure that you are communicating with them so that they can make a value decision. Right, I'm on the right website here. So as soon as you've listened to this podcast, go away. And as I say, we've got those questions sort of highlighted on the Superfast Recruitment blog page. And have a look at them and see what your answers are to that. Because if you've not got all those things in place, straight away you can do that. And it's really, really easy to do. And that can start to make a difference for you already. Now, let's talk about being distinctive in the market and branding. Branding is really, really good. And don't go for anything too wacky. You know, if you look at some of the major players in the market, and when I talk about major players, I'm going to talk about people that have a really massive online presence. You know, we're talking the likes of Tesco, eBay, Microsoft, John Lewis, Booking.com. You know, if they are changing a design, check out what they're doing, because they will have spent millions potentially testing this on the different elements that convert. So what you want to be thinking is clean and simple. That's the order of the day. Have plenty of white on your website, and that is going to make a huge difference to you. So because remember, you know, 85% of people search online for a service provider of any description. And the other thing that happens is 90% of us will validate our purchase, whatever that might be, online by researching online first. So people are going to go and find you. And if they like what they see, they're more likely to start engaging with you. And liking what they see as well, visually, you don't want a website that's too fussy. You know, have plenty of white on your website. It's proven to convert time and time again. So let me explain a little bit more about image and why this is so important. You know, it's human psychology. Many of us are impressed with the way that things look. And I think I've talked about this before, that many of us are visually preferenced. It really makes a difference to us how things look. So, you know, last year, a good friend of mine got married, and she's 65 and very stylish lady. And I was a witness. She asked me to be a witness at her wedding. It was important that I played my part and I looked the part. You know, both her and her future husband had sadly lost their respective partners. They're called Peter and Marilyn, our lovely neighbours. And it was a special occasion for them. So we, you know, posh hotel was the order of the day. And when I saw where we were going, a very posh hotel in the Lake District, I knew that the outfit I was planning to wear was not going to cut it. So I needed to think about something else. So that was instead, it was like, you know, goodbye M&S, nothing wrong with M&S. Hello Selfridges. Because the power of image and brand is so important. And it has a major effect on all of us. You know, it's common sense really, isn't it? You know, let's go back to our candidates and clients who are looking online. I suspect a new role or, you know, an outstanding CV is even more important than a wedding outfit. So, you know, people are going to be looking online. They're going to be impressed by how you come across. So, you know, the connection they make is better website must mean that they have access to better jobs or better clients. Or, you know, we make these assumptions. Now, that may or may not be right. However, it's human nature and this is what happens. So remember that you need to think about your shop window and how that's going to work for you, which is your website. You know, I've given you some really easy things that you can do straight away. You don't have to have a whole rebrand and refresh. If your website isn't mobile responsive, then yes, I would suggest that you do that and you do it as soon as you can. And you could start getting some call to actions on your websites now that will make a difference for you and your marketing. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.